You're listening to SBS News.
From lullabies to counting sheep, most new parents would do anything to help give their newborn a peaceful sleep. Weighted sleep sacks, an everyday product promising to calm and settle newborns to sleep, are beginning to pop up in ads on social media. The concept is similar to a weighted blanket used for adults. But when applied to small babies, the risks can be potentially life-threatening. Ahead of Red Nose Day, the charity's chief executive, Karen Ludsky, is flagging the dangers associated with weighted blankets for babies.
We found that there has been more products on the market, both online and seen across social media, that are advertising weighted blankets and weighted sleep sacks for babies. And that's been really concerning for us because we know that for babies, they have smaller, far more easily compressed airways. So the thought of a weight going onto the front of a baby is really alarming.
Ms. Ludsky says they've seen an influx of calls and queries about the advertisements from health professionals, childcare educators, maternal and child health nurses, and private business owners.
And then we have your everyday parent who's seen on socials, wow, there's this new product. Is that product going to help my baby sleep more soundly? And we know how precious sleep is. And that's why it's kind of concerning, because that's what it's actually preying on, the need for parents and carers to get that respite when baby is asleep.
Professor Alicia Spittle is the Associate Dean of Research within the Faculty of Medicine, Dentistry and Health Sciences at the University of Melbourne. She says for an adult or older child, the idea of a weighted blanket is that it provides sensory input and comfort, similar to a hug. But for a baby, there are other ways to provide this sense of security outside of a weighted blanket, by putting them into a regular sleeping bag or by swaddling them, for example.
Weighted blankets have become more popular in use with children who might have attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, or even for adults to help to comfort them and to give them a sense of security. For a baby, however, putting a weighted blanket on them when they can't actually communicate with us and tell us that they've had enough or to actually move around, they don't have the strength to resist necessarily that weighted blanket, it's potentially very dangerous because it can restrict a baby's breathing. Because they also can't communicate with us to say that they've had enough of that blanket, it could be really dangerous.
In a statement, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission said,
the ACCC is committed to providing reliable and up-to-date information to parents and carers on best practices to keep baby safe and unsafe products. A new online resource for parents and carers about how they can protect their baby when playing, sleeping, soothing, bathing and changing will be launched by the ACCC soon. The safest way to sleep a baby is on a flat, firm surface. Avoid bedding such as pillows, bumpers and blankets in a sleep environment.
Ms. Ludsky says Red Nose also has a resource on their website that addresses the risks associated with these weighted blankets and sleep sacks. And they're working on translating their services into other languages.
Some of our resources are translated in multiple languages. It's actually a project that Red Nose is working on at the moment, looking at all of our resources and getting them translated.
While there have been no deaths recorded from weighted blankets in Australia, there have been instances in the United States and Canada. Red Nose Chief Executive Karen Ludsky says she doesn't want action to be taken when it's already too late. That's why it's important for authorities to be proactive rather than reactive.
We know that there's been some deaths overseas with young children under weighted blankets, but there hasn't been any rigorous testing in Australia. There's no safety standards around it. And that will always, when we look at how vulnerable babies are in sleep anyway, you wouldn't want to be putting any product near a baby that hasn't been tested.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.